This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix.
To beat Migs. I know David from Seebeck is. David, are you there?
I sure am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
See ya.
For those playing at home, David has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Hey.
Are you ready?
Yep, I am.
What band has the hit song Nothing Else Matters?
Metallica.
Correct. Bob Ross famously said, "We don't make mistakes, just happy little what?"
Mistakes.
No.
Happy little accidents.
Correct. What Thor actor showed off his drumming skills at an Ed Sheeran concert?
Will Ferrell.
No.
Pass.
What kind of alcohol is Belvedere?
Cognac.
No.
Vermouth.
No. The largest active volcano in the world is located in what U.S. state?
Hawaii.
Correct. How many times has Tiger Woods won the Masters?
8.
No.
7.
No.
3.
No. In The Lion King, what is the name of Simba's father?
Mufasa.
Correct.
You know what it is. He's from He's from Seebeck. He was probably eating the delicious Seebeck pizza and got distracted.
Ooh. Is that what was happening?
It is delicious. It is. No, I'm sipping on my morning coffee.
Well, yeah, you know, David, you got 4 correct. I think there was maybe a little delay between us.
I was feeling like there was a delay.
Yeah. The pizza, the delay. You still got 4. I don't think it's going to be enough, but you never know.
Yeah, but definitely try Seebeck Pizza if you've never tried Seebeck Pizza.
Is that just what it's called?
Oh, yeah. Seebeck Pizza. So good.
Is it just one location?
Yeah, I believe so.
Steve Beck's Pizza?
Steve Beck's Pizza. Yeah, let's go there.
Let's go. This place named after Steve. I got to try. Where is this place?
No, Seebeck.
Oh,
he's in Seebeck. Seebeck Pizza.
Gotcha.
Delicious.
It's really not named after you, Steve. Don't get so excited. Now you're disappointed. Are you ready?
I guess.
What band has the hit song Nothing Else Matters?
Metallica.
You know it.
Yeah.
Bob Ross famously said, "We don't make mistakes, just happy little what?"
Accidents.
Correct.
Yeah, you beat the devil
what
out of
it. What Thor actor showed off his drumming skills at an Ed Sheeran concert?
Oh, Chris Hemsworth.
Yes. What kind of alcohol is Belvedere?
Vodka.
Correct.
I actually like that, Belvedere.
The largest active volcano in the world is located in what U.S. state?
Washington.
No.
Alaska?
No.
Hawaii?
Correct.
Duh.
How many times has Tiger Woods won the Masters?
6.
No.
9.
That's nice, but no.
22.
Wow, no. In The Lion King, what is the name of Simba's father?
Is that Mufasa?
Correct. Nice. In music, what does EDM stand for?
Electronic dance music.
Correct. What does Tony the Tiger say about Frosted Flakes?
They're great.
Correct. Who won the most recent World Series?
Oh. The Houston Astros?
No.
Texas Rangers.
Correct. Steve, wow, with time to spare, you got 9 correct, which is a win, 9-4. David, he kind of spanked you.
I'm the best! I'm the
best! I'm the best! Did it for that Steve Beck pizza.
So good, I hear.
Yeah.
You would have got a perfect 10 if you knew that Tiger Woods has won 5.
Masters. 5. Yeah, 22 is a little, that was, a little aggressive.
That would have been very impressive. But still 5 is impressive, I guess. And congrats, you won.
Somebody's giving me a hard time, and you know what? I might have to lose a point. Although I would have corrected myself if you said no, because I was confused if it was Helmsworth or Hemsworth.
Yeah, I think you, I know.
I said Helms.
Yeah, it was Hems.
But it doesn't matter. I still won.
You still spanked
But the Texters are right. I did say Helmsworth.
Thank God for the Beat Migs police.
They keep us honest.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Check out the new Daily Migs shirt in the Rock Shop. And if you grew up loving Beavis and Butthead as much as we did, then this shirt is going to make your day. And we got to give some big love to Justin Hunt. He is the artist that put the design together and slapped it on a t-shirt.
I am the great Cornholio. I need tipi for my bunghole.
You can go to KISW.com to get yours today.
Diarrhea, cha-cha-cha. Diarrhea, cha-cha-cha.
206-803-ROCK. Call in now, as we have a very simple question for you. But more importantly, we need you to help us settle a big debate amongst the four of us. And it involves food.
Shocking.
So it's very serious.
And I think it's split 50-50. I could be wrong.
206-803-ROCK. Call in and help us settle this argument. We will take your calls after 3 days' grace.
The Daily Mix Show.
I feel like we're always in some sort of a debate about something around these parts, both off air, over text message, we email each other. We don't always agree on things. So we're in the middle of one of these dumb arguments right now, and
super
it involves
dumb.
Food.
Yes.
So we figure we need to put it into the hands of the Rockaholics to settle this debate with a simple question. And that question is, which is a better sandwich shop, Quiznos or Subway?
And let's see what the Rockaholics say before we unveil what we think.
Mm-hmm. Justin in Ferndale, Quiznos or Subway?
So, nostalgia reasons, I want to say Quiznos. I don't get it enough, but when I had it, it was absolutely amazing. But now, honestly, Jimmy John's for to win.
That's like saying none of the above now. Although I don't disagree. Jimmy John's is amazing.
Quiznos hands down if it's between the two.
And Justin, you're not wrong. I mean, it's a lot harder to find a Quiznos these days.
I think the only one that I know of is like by Kirkland or something.
There's one on the way to Portland, because I know we always stop there on the way for one of our DOA Pro Wrestling shows in Portland, and there's 5 of us in the car, and we actually call our group chat the anti-Quiznos crew, spelled crew, Q-R-E-W, because one guy hates Quiznos, and the rest of us go there solely to troll him.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, Steve is in Kirkland, and we're going to ask you the same simple question. Is it Quiznos or Subway for you?
Well, I don't know what you guys are arguing about, because, man, don't you remember what they found out about Subway? Oh, my God. It was horrible. They, like, tuna fish didn't even have any tuna in it. So, it's got to be Quiznos.
And, all right, Steve. Right on, man. Thanks
defending the tuna.
Yeah. You know, I every day I stand outside of a Subway with a sign talking about that tuna.
Who gets tuna?
I don't know.
Who's going to Subway and getting tuna, Steve?
My husband.
Hey, don't look at me. I never get tuna at the Quiznos. But at the Subway. But I have been guilty one time in Spokane during one of our hockey tournaments. I was wasted. Mm. And I saw the sign for a lobster roll at Quiznos. I was like, I need the lobster roll.
That's different.
And everybody on my team's like, why are you going to get a lobster roll at Quiznos? It's not going to be good. Like, Quiznos is great. Don't get me wrong. But they're like, there's no way this lobster roll is going to be good. And I got the lobster roll. And man, that was one of the worst lobster rolls I've ever had in my life. And I was so sad because I was so excited and it wasn't good. And all my friends were like, we told you not to get the lobster roll. I was like, but the picture looked good. I was like, does it look like the picture? Not at all.
I don't think it ever really looks like the picture. James in South Hill, Quiznos or Subway?
You know, I got to go with Quiznos. Like the other guys are saying, you don't get them very often, but they were just better tasting.
Something about going through that slow heater. Yeah.
But watch the cheese start bubbling.
You know, I'm talking like as if like Quiznos was my favorite, but if I had a pick between the two, I'm going Subway.
Well, let's see about Chris in Montana. Is it Quiznos or Subway for you, my friend?
Oh, it's Quiznos. Subway sucks.
That's a hot take. Okay. That's crazy talk.
Well, we got into this little argument yesterday because Sarah is on Team Subway and I'm on Team Quiznos.
Well, you and all the Rockaholics, apparently.
The tribe has spoken, as they say.
I am a Subway whore, you guys. I would have Subway every day if I could.
I think the bread's better at Subway.
No.
You can get whatever the heck you want on it.
The sauces taste better.
No.
Yes.
I just think it's a better sandwich.
Well, I had it in my head so bad yesterday, I stopped at the Quiznos in Linwood on my way home yesterday.
Really?
And I got a sandwich
for
lunch.
What'd you get?
I got the classic Italian on the Italian white bread, no onion, no olive. Make sure to have lots of banana peppers on there. Oh, so good.
Danny, where are you leaning on this one?
Subway.
Yeah!
Sorry, Terry.
You know, you know what? Honestly, like, and it's one of those things for me that, like, Subway was like, it did have the nostalgia purposes, but, like, back when I went to Quiznos in high school, it was like, eh. But Subway's just always around. It's always convenient. You can put whatever you want on there, and it's delicious.
And don't get it twisted. I wouldn't throw either out of bed.
No, neither would I.
I think they're both awesome. Yeah. I just would pick, if there was a Subway and a Quiznos, I'm going to go to the Subway.
So, as a plant-based weirdo, though, what is the, in your experience, what's the best sandwich place for you?
Ooh, I mean, Subway's pretty good because they do have like a plant-based little like veggie patty thing. Mm-hmm. It's nothing special, but it's, you know, at least something more than just vegetables on bread.
Sure.
Although, can we all agree though, when it comes to commercials, Quiznos dominates.
We love these songs, 'cause they are good too.
Do you remember the little rat thing? The little rat thing?
No.
You don't remember this?
No.
With the googly eyes.
They are crunchy,
it was a pretty strange marketing choice.
I legit thought you made this on AI.
No, that is an actual commercial.
Are you sure, Steve? Are you just trolling us?
No, look it up, man.
He's terrifying looking. Mm-hmm. I'm Googling him right now.
Yeah, they did that, and Subway gave us this.
Hey, you want to split this Subway sandwich? It is my signature sandwich. It's called the Danger Witch. And it's dangerously good. Be careful, though. It's spicy.
You know what? I'm going to Quiznos, guys. I changed teams.
Come back into the light, Danny.
Although you have to give props to Subway. They recognized rather quickly that this whole dangerous sandwich was not a good idea, and they just pulled it from the shelves like almost immediately. Like, yo, we're cringing, too. Like, let's stop selling this sandwich.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second from the chorus?
I'll test you. Ready?
Oh, no.
Let's go.
We love you.
Quiznos.
We love these songs.
Prove it to us. And if you do, you will win tickets to see Journey with Def Leppard at T-Mobile Park on September 4th, 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
They are tasty, they are crunchy, they are warm because they toast them. They got a pepper bar.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Danny is back, and he's playing 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and your job is to guess what that song is. This week, we are playing for tickets to see Journey with Def Leppard, and that show is taking place at T-Mobile Park on September 4th. This morning, our contestant will be Josh in Bellevue. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
So you've got to get both songs right to win the prize. The first one, you are on your own, and then the second one, this is where you can get shook, as a member of our show at random has to get it right for you. If not, you lose, and caller 9 gets the tickets instead. Let's see who you're playing with, me, Migs, or Sarah.
All right, the wheels are spinning just past my name. I believe it's going to land on our friend Taryn Daly, T-Dog herself. It's you and Josh.
All right, Josh, are you ready for your first clip?
Yes. Closer, Linkin Park.
Is it longer? I mean, we'll give it to you, but if for funsies, can you figure out the full name of the song?
Oh, is it Chorus One Step Closer to
Boom.
The
end?
We're a show of no integrity. I was going to give it to you, but I felt like you had it in you to get the full name of the song.
Oh, yeah.
Right on, Josh. All right, one down. I'm going to do my best, and we're going to send you to Journey and Def Leppard if I get this right.
I hope so.
Oh,
I like the theme there, Danny.
Okay, but why can't I think of the name of the song? It's Sum 41.
Want me to give you a hint?
Yeah.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, is it, oh. Does it start with an F?
Yeah.
Fat Lip.
Yeah.
Is he going to be the new front man of Linkin Park?
I hope not.
Josh, what do you think? Is Derek going to be the new singer for Linkin Park?
I hope not.
Well, neither of those bands will be playing when you're at Journey and Def Leppard at T-Mobile Park on September 4th. Congratulations, Josh.
Yeah, have a blast of the show, my man.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Now, if we have talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, please give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Linkin Park.
The Daily Mix Show.
All morning, we have received text messages and phone calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat about. But we are checking in with the Rockaholics right now. So do call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from this morning's show, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. We've got Jeremy from Port Orchard on the phone, and you want to tell people what is starting tomorrow.
Yeah, good morning, y'all.
What's up, Jeremy?
So the Paralympics are starting tomorrow morning, the opening ceremonies. I know the Olympics were great. They finished up a couple weeks ago, and it's time to get the Paralympics going. And my sport that I love and I play is wheelchair rugby, and it's going to be one of the most popular sports that they're going to have. And it's going to be on NBC, Peacock, and on YouTube. So just trying to get the love out there for them.
So do you know people that are going to be playing on the U.S. team?
Yeah, I have quite a few friends that are on the team, so I'm rooting them on for sure.
That's awesome. Do you know, like, can you give us a little window into the world of what it took them to qualify to compete at that level?
Oh, man, to play at that level, it's been, you know, 4 years, well, three since the last Paralympics. But these guys are elite athletes. There's actually a female player that's going to be the first female wheelchair rugby athlete to ever play in the Paralympics. So it's just, these guys have put in so much work over the last 3-4 years to get to this level, and it's a full-time job for these guys. So it's awesome to be able to get out there and hopefully bring home the gold this year.
And we're already rooting for our friend McKenna, who we talked to a few weeks ago, that's going to the Paralympics for the shooting competition. So that's going to be pretty awesome to see. But, Jeremy, I have to ask you, because I was bummed. I saw you posted pictures on your Instagram that you were at the Limp Bizkit show, and you were pretty much, like, right behind us. I wish we would have ran into you, man. How great was that show?
Oh, dude. My neck hurt the next day because I was getting after it, man. It was an awesome show. I've loved Limp Bizkit since, you know, I was a kid, and to be there, this is my first Limp Bizkit show ever, so my wife and I had a great time.
So much fun, man.
Yeah, we had a blast, too. I think, for 3 or 4 of us, it was our first, and if they come back, we're doing it again.
I kind of want to go on the road and just follow them like the Grateful Dead.
Oh, my God.
Okay. We could be Durst heads.
206-803-ROCK. We're checking in with the Rockaholics, and Johnny's at Lake Taps. And
fine, I'll do it myself.
We were talking about Sarah's idea for our Halloween costume at the Halloween Hullabaloo, and it involves Hooters outfits. And Johnny, what do you got to say about Hooters outfits?
Well, I have a full-blown Hooters outfit for Sarah that she can wear as your Halloween.
Yeah!
It's a Hullabaloo, not Hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo.
It's a Hullabaloo.
So why do you have this outfit? Why do you have this outfit?
Well, my best friend lives over in Ellensburg, and for my birthday, he got me up on stage at this country bar that's just full of country boys and loggers and all that. And he got me up on stage for my birthday, and birthday present, he gave me this full-blown Hooters outfit, and I had to wear it the rest of the night. And these country boys are looking at me like, you are absolutely crazy, Esther.
One of these people do not belong.
I mean, I'm down. If you guys want to go as Hooters.
I mean, because, yeah, they got the leggings, right? So yeah, I don't have to shave my legs, at least, right?
I think you should definitely not shave your legs.
Okay, good, because I wasn't planning on it. Babe, I need your help. There's certain spots I can't reach. Can you shave it for me?
I had to shave my leg this weekend.
For a tattoo.
For a tattoo. And I didn't know where he was going to put the tattoo. So I just shaved my whole upper leg.
What do you mean you didn't know? I mean, it's your body.
Well, I know. I knew the general area, but I didn't know how big he was going to do the tattoo. So I just was like, well, I'll just shave my entire upper leg. Props to you ladies. It's very hard.
Yes.
How long did the tattoo take?
About 2.5 hours.
And when you say you didn't know how big it was going to be, was he freehanding this or...
Well, no, he just drew it. I told him I wanted a spider web, and I just left it up to artist interpretation. And I said I would like it on my leg.
Any reason for wanting a spider leg?
No.
A spider leg. Spider web. Spider leg. Spider leg. Doing things. Spider. Never mind.
That's good.
That's a different type of web.
No, at this point, I'm just trying to go all Halloween on my leg.
Oh, okay. So it's a Halloween theme.
Yeah, ish. So it was kind of like, but yeah, it came out great. But yeah, shaving legs just made me think about that. So I'm ready to go for our Halloween Hullabaloo.
Yeah, that is, by the way, October 13th at the Showwear Center in Kent with Godsmack and Hailstorm.
So we're definitely doing a team costume, right?
We group have effort. To.
I'm all for that. Like that was like my wife always rolls her eyes because I'm always like, if we're going to do a Halloween party, we have to do something matching. And she's like, why? I'm like, well, I don't have a good answer, but I just think it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, the internet is losing their minds, and it's all because of butts being splashed. We're going to explain what that means at 9:50.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
There is a video gone viral of a bunch of men and women trying a bidet for the very first time.
Something that I just recently experienced when we were in Hawaii.
It's delightful.
Yes, I want to go back to Hawaii just for the bidet.
So most of them didn't know how to activate the water, and then they all are a bit surprised when that water reaches their undercarriage, as we'll call it. Here is just part of it.
Just crank it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, here we go.
This is like a nice little shower without taking a shower.
The accuracy is pinpoint.
I didn't know you could warm the water up too. That's a nice little touch.
I feel like I need a towel to wipe, not even tissues, because everything's sopping wet. I feel like I gave birth to like 18 water balloons.
What?
I've only given birth to 16 water balloons. So I have no idea what he's talking about.
God.
Minus that last guy, I understand what they were going through sensation-wise. It was one of the weirdest things I've ever experienced.
Well, we bought a little attachment for our master bathroom. We got the Tushy brand. I will say, though, the brand is Tushy. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can get one where you can have it hot water or cold water.
Yes.
We only have the cold water. So in the winter months, it's
Why would you do the cold? How much more was it to get the hot water?
I don't remember, but we'll probably upgrade at some point.
Because the one I had in Hawaii, which I of course did an internet search and I had to watch a YouTube tutorial and learned that this one is like the appeal of this one is that it's constantly warm. It doesn't need to warm up. So which I thought was pretty impressive. Like it must just have like a little heater tank that keeps some warm water right in there. And then sure as that, when I hit the button, warm water hit you. I couldn't imagine cold water. That sounds like a terrible idea.
It's better than no water in my opinion.
I don't know.
Have I ever told you about my bidet story? My cousin had one. It was a fancy toilet. Like, fancy. Like, you walk in.
So the toilet itself had the bidet. It wasn't a bidet attachment.
No, it was the toilet itself. You walk in, the lights turn on, the seat raises up. And I was like, oh, this is cool. So I was like, I got to try a bidet the first time. So do my thing. And I press the button. And I'm like, okay, it's going. And it wouldn't stop. And I'm like, oh, well, it's a fancy bathroom. You probably just need to stand up and it'll just stop.
Oh, no.
Stood up. Sure did not just stop and just sprayed the entire room for a good 2 minutes while I was trying to turn it off.
Dude, it's funny you say that because the same thing was happening with the one I tried in Hawaii. But I remember I've heard stories of people getting up thinking that they would just automatically turn off and they don't.
Yeah.
So I on the remote control that the thing had, which I thought was hilarious, I'm holding a remote control while testing out. I wasn't even pooping. Because like I was just trying it out just for funsies. I was like, let me turn this thing off before I stand up. And I would have had the same issue.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a bidet believer. I think everyone should have one. They're great.
No, I kind of want to get one after experiencing it in Hawaii.
Well, some of the attachments are only like $70, Steve. It's very affordable.
I've never tried one. So, Taryn, I'm going to try yours first and see how I like it.
Come on over. I'll take care of your bum.
And that's why I've never visited Taryn.
That's why I visit Taryn.
It's on her welcome mat. I'm like, no, I stepped up to it. I was about to knock on your door and I said, you know what?
Nope.
I'm just going to turn around. She doesn't even know I'm coming because just like everybody else, I'm showing up unannounced.
Yeah, like, earlier this morning, we were talking about this rumor mill that Derek from Sum 41 might just be the new lead singer of Linkin Park. Well, he released a statement on this morning. And so we're going to tell you what he said during the Daily Migs download after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. The Mariners continue to thrive under new manager Dan Wilson. They beat the Tampa Bay Rays 5-1, improving to 3-1 since he took over. 3.5 games back. That's what's up. Let's go, Mariners.
Change is good, I think.
Right now it is. Back at it again against the Rays today.
Well, speaking of change, Derek Whibley of Sum 41 was rumored for a minute to be the new frontman for Linkin Park. But he issued a statement this morning that says, no, I am not doing that. He also said he's not joining Oasis, in case anyone was worried that was happening.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
But he wrote, quote, I feel the need to dispel some current rumors. It's been brought to my attention that many people think I could be joining a reuniting band, but I just want to say, despite popular belief, I am not joining Oasis or Linkin Park or any other band for that matter. I have my own tour and book announcement that I will now move to the end of the week ahead of our U.S. tour. I do look forward to seeing whatever both those amazing bands do in the future, end quote.
Talk about weird timing. That had its timing to announce the book and the tour that he was going to do with the book, and it's on the same day that Linkin Park's probably going to be announcing a new lead singer. So smart of him to get ahead of that before people get mad or disappointed, which people I'm sure will still get mad and disappointed. Speaking of music, I have to say a big happy 33rd birthday to one of the greatest records of all time. It was 33 years ago today that five dudes from Seattle released a brand new debut record, and that band is Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam's 10. And Sarah was asking me before we went to the break, hey, Steve, since it's their birthday, what would you say are the three best Pearl Jam songs off of that record?
That's so nice of you.
I said that?
You did.
Oh.
And I thought about it, and I was like, you know what, I'll put together my top three. Number three.
The sky above, we just ain't nothing.
Oh, yeah.
go deep, number three, number two, because I know you don't want to know there, Sarah. Why Go from Pearl Jam at number two, and my favorite song off of the record for you, Sarah. Porch.
This is the one I was going to choose.
Well, I figured we'd see eye to eye on that one. So happy birthday to Pearl Jam's 10, celebrating 33 years of existence, changing the landscape of music here in the Pacific Northwest.
Look how much Danny's loving it. Bunch of toe tappers.
I'm just happy to know that this album is older than I am. So
wait. Can I play you my favorite Pearl Jam song?
I mean, sure.
Sweet.
You know, Steve 5 years ago would have punched you in the face for that. Steve 2024 wants to see Pearl Jam and Creed go on tour together.
We're taking Creed back. We're taking them back.
We love you, Creed. Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting high of 66 degrees. Gonna have some sun later and a chance of douchebaggery from Danny. That's the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 back.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.